had the wrong machshava to eat it. Shloi bizmanoi. So imov and pigle are like, whenever the pasuk says lo yichoshes, pasuk even with the evan, when you have a machshava pigle, the korban is pasul. Imov and noifer, if you have a machshava of noifer. Now Rashi learns when the Gemara says imov and pigle, it doesn't really mean the real halach of pigle, which is chut lizmanoi, but rather means halach of pigle shloi bimkaimoi. That's what it means. And then another noifer means where you have the machshava tid at the wrong time, which is really the psul of pigle. So if we're talking about the psul of one of these two psulim, with the Kohen had in mind, the Shasti avoided, either to eat it, or to make the zrika, shalai bin kaimai, or shalai bin manai, harai kvanemala yirotza. These two psulim are possibly even with the evad, the korban is not marutza. So you can't tell me that the evad, the tit helps. If so, aina noita, ela ovain tuma. If so, the pasuk is teaching us now that when the Kohen goes, the wears the tit, it's marutza makes it on tuma, on the Aveira of Tumah. Why Tumah? Why Punk Tumah? If the korban is Tumah, or the dam is Tumah, and B'diyev, where the make is Rikas Adam, the korban is kosher. The question is, why do we pick to say it's a Hutter goes on Tumah, and not on the Psula Tigul? But the answer is, Elov and Tumah shoots from Miklola B'tziba, because we find anywhere there's a Heter by Tumah B'tziba. When a Tziba brings a korban, if the korban is Tumah, we can still bring the korban. But since we find it a Kalif, and the Loch of Tumah, therefore we say that there's such a chiddush that the tzitzis maratza also applies to the hilchas tumah. Now, my tumah, what type of tumah are we talking about over here that we say now the tzitzis maratza? What type of tumah? Then if you want to tell me the tumah sheretz, in the case, let's say, it became tummy through a sheretz. In other words, Rashi says, either the owner or the kohen has tumah sheretz on him. You want to tell me now that b'di'evet it's kosher because of the tzitz. And why? Because it's hutra mikololu b'tzibar. Not the question, heichi yishtari, where was there a heter of a tumas sheretz to be brought to tzibar? There's no heter. Because even the yochid is allowed to have his carbon brought when he's to have the tumas sheretz on him. Because at my tumah be tor, there's never a special heter for tzibar. That can't be the case. Ela tumas mate. It must be the case for either the owner but has a tumas mace on him. The last kagoyin is Mekes talking about shenitzmu bayin b'mace. Aren't we talking about over here that the owner has a tumas mace on him? So what do we see? Alma nitzmu bayin b'mace meshalchun korban asayim. The we see here that we're dashing the pasuk that tzitzis maratza that b'di'evet this korban is brought, the korban is good. So we're talking about now with the owner has a tumas mace on him. So even though the owner has a tumas mace, still b'di'evet if he brings his carbon is marutza. So v'may, who are we talking about over here? Which owner has this tumas mate? Even nazir, if we're talking about the person who's a nazir. So you want to tell me now if he brings his carbon even though he has tumas mate? B'di'evet is good, that can't be. The pasuk says, v'chiyomus mate olof, omer rachmona, that if a nazir touches the mate, halacha is, he has to start counting all over again. And he first has to become tor and bring a special carbon for the tumah that he has. And then he starts counting over the Nazirs, and then he first brings a special korban of Tyra off the Galachas. So you can't tell me now the korban that he brought now for his korban Tyra is kosher if he's a Tomei Meis, he has to start over again. Ela rather, we're talking about now Liyasa Pesach, and a place where the owner now is bringing the korban Pesach. Aren't we talking about now that even though it's Erev Pesach now, and the owner touches the mate, so even though he's Tomei, b'di'evet, if the Kohen brings the Korban Pesach for him, the Korban is kosher. Why? Because the tzitzis maratza. So there's a proof to Ziknei Dorim and not the Gorim Bachoma. The Kohen Gorim Bachoma, that the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about that the owner has a tumas mace on him, and even b'di'evet, it's not kosher. And the other Chorot Smashma, that where the owner has a tumas mace on him, b'di'evet, the Korban is good, because he said the tzitzis maratza. Smur says, not a satap shad over here. Lielama tell you the sheriff. We're talking about over here where the owner has a tumah sheretz on him. Here b'di'evet we say if the korban is brought, the korban is kosher. And here it's better because at night time the owner is allowed to eat from it. He's already tor at night time. So even though right now he's tumah, we say b'di'evet though the tzitzis maratza the korban is good. Ay l'chura sheretz is not hutra b'tzibur. So why do we say a smarter set of the tzitzis maratza and the tumah, which is hutra b'tzibur? The answer is v'shem tum b'yolam. There's a shame tumah meaning since there's a heter of tumah snake. By tzibur, to see the loch of tumah has a kalus to it that it's mutter by korban tzibur. Therefore, any type of a tumah has its kalus. Therefore, we say even though in a case where the owner has a tumah sheretz on him, also there's a svara that tits will be meratza. Therefore, Rav Nachum could also learn this brisa, and he'll learn it's not talking about where the owner has a tumah mace on him, because if he has a tumah mace, then he holds tak of the carbon is puzzle. He cannot bring the carbon. But the rather we're talking about now, where the owner has a tumah sheretz on him, and therefore the tits is meratza. And v'ikah, someone says there's v'ikah the da'ik or ma'isi achi. Some of them are da'ik, and they like ask the kasha like this. It says, oven hakodesh shenin, the tzitzis on him ratza for the aver or something's wrong with the korban itself. Oven magdishim loy, if there's something wrong with the owner or with the kohen, then the tzitzis is not ratza. So my, what type of tumah are we talking about over here? What type of a tumah is it that it only helps for the korban and not for the owner? Elaim the tumah sheretz, in the case you want to tell him with the owner, has a tumah sheretz on him that he cannot bring the korban. Mi yishtar b'tzivah, we can't talk about a tumah sheretz because there's no heter of a sheretz b'tzivah. Anyway, it could be brought. El olav tumas meis. We're talking about it right now, the tumas meis. And still the diik is the yovin kodeshimin. Oh, even though the korban came tumah from a meis, the tzitzis on him rats on the tumah of the korban. If the dam became tummy, then we say, but the oven can still bring the korban. The oven kodeshim in, but oven magdishim loy, but it cannot be mechaper on the oven of the magdishim. You see, clearly, if the owner has a tumas meis on him, he cannot have the korban as possible even with the oven. Of course, the kasha and zikne dorim are riot throwing about chomo. Samora says, loy, liyolam betumas sheret. That's that you have a diet, that there's only a hetter on the tumah of the kodeshim, and not on the magdishim, that's talking about where he has a tumah sheretz on him. So we're talking about now where the kohen became tumah. So the deek is, if he's tumah with the tumah meis, then it doesn't help. It's even when the kohen has tumah meis on him, but the air for the korban is possible. So we're saying, Lord, it's not the pshat. Zikna Dorm is going like this. The yerlam tumah sheretz. I'll say we're talking about now where the kohen has tumah sheretz on him. In the case where the tumah sheretz and the chnami, that's the din of our mishnah. If the kohen is tumah, even with the ever, the korban is possible. If so, if we're talking about tumah sheretz, where was tumah sheretz hutra b'tzibur? What does the braisa mean to say? We're talking about a type of a tumah that was hutra b'tzibur. I'll answer you again. The shame tumah b'yerlam and chnami. Really, tumah sheretz itself is not hutra b'tzibur. So in Yisrael, though, that a shame tumah, that since there's a heter of tumah smeis b'tzibur, therefore, there's a further dashing that when the parish says is the heter of the tzitzis maratza on tumah, it applies to any type of a tumah. Since one type of a tumah has a special kalus that a suta b'tziba, tumah smeis, who are then the tumah sheretz also it applies the heter of the tzitz. And that this is the deek, the tzitz is only maratza if the korban has a tumah sheretz on it, not if the kohen has a tumah sheretz. If the kohen has a tumah sheretz, and ichnami, then the avoid is sula. Zikna Doramoni says, that the korban, as the kohen has a tumas mace on him, then the yev of the korban is kosher. If so, in this deed, there wouldn't be any kosher against zikne dorim. Now it's a bite in the mishnah yeshet. There's a psul yeshet. The kohen is sitting down. Does the avoda? The avoda is sula. Minolon. How do we know this from? Amarov, Amarav Nachman, Amakor. The pasuk says la moed lesharis. That he's supposed to do the avoda standing up. So he darshin liyamido b'chartev lo liyeshiva. Because Rokh like shows the Khanim to do the avoidance standing and not sitting down. As if to say, if they're sitting down, they have to walk like a czar, they're not considered like a kohen. They're considered like a czar, therefore the avoidance is possible. Turn around, bright like this. Lamed l'sharis mitzvah. The Navy Sony mitzvah, the kohen has to be standing. How do we know even with the avoidance is no good? Kishwaim oimdin, says the apostle Goimdin, Shana l'vakos lakim, it says that's what even the kuva. So you have to say like two times that a kohen has to be standing and not sitting down. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, Rav's question, Rav Nachman, Michti, let's see. Yoshev Kizadam, like what do you have to have two sukkim for? A kohen that's sitting down has luck like a czar. Oh, Mochel Avoida, and a czar is Mochel the Avoida. What do I have to have a special posik for? Even with one posik, I know a kohen sitting down is like a czar, so the Avoida is posik. So in tomorrow, Ema, let's say, but it's kashed like this, Michti. So, why don't I say Mazah b'misa? Just like Izar is b'misa, Yeshu b'misa, the Kohen does the avoid of sitting down, There's also the Chayiv Misa. Just like a Zad that makes the Zerika, is Chayiv Misa, the Kohen making the Zerika sin, there's also the Chayiv Misa. Halo Matanya, how can we learn? Aval, Oinen, Yoshev, Einem, Misa. A Kohen that's an Oral, or an Oinen, or he's sitting down, is not Chayiv Misa. Ela Be'azor is only allowed. The more answers, Mishem Devin, the Chus of the God, the Mishloi Rokh, the Ramad Lion, Snakes from a bunch of Yechot. Like there's two Diyukim already, to say it's considered like a Zar when those things would be Chayiv Misa. If the Kohen does the avoid it without wearing his begodim, or without first washing his hands, Rokh, the Ramad Lion. The Klal is, the Chos, Snakes from a bunch of Yechot, I'm allowed, they came out. The Gemodo, Laman, Diyom, Laman, the Kohen, Mamiya says, yes.